When something bad happens to us, it can have us wondering, why did God let that happen to me? We've all wondered that. And yet there's something special that I believe that God wants to speak into our bad times today. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's not always that easy given the things we have going on, given the discouragement that can come our way, given the people who pick on us day after day, to believe in God's goodness. After all, look at all the suffering going on in the world today. Look at the things that this God, if he really does exist, allows to happen. And not just out there, but to you in your life. Let's just take your last 7 days, the things that you've had going on, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm sure that just in that short time, there have been some things that have happened to you that could easily have you questioning the goodness of God. And yet sometimes, when we least expect it, God steps in ways that we could scarcely have imagined to do good, to help us in times of need. Psalm 146 verses 1, 7 and 8. Praise the Lord. My soul, praise the Lord. He does what is right for those who have been hurt. He gives food to the hungry. The Lord frees people locked up in prison. The Lord makes the blind see again. The Lord helps those who are in trouble. That psalm is all about praising God and thanking him for his help in times of trouble. We all have our fair share of trouble in this life. Me? I've decided to start praising him and thanking him smack bang in the middle of those times. And you know something? He's never failed me yet. The Lord helps those who are in trouble. That's God's word fresh for you today. Those times of trouble come and go, and whether it's good times or bad, God wants to speak his power, his love, his wisdom into our lives in a way that really makes a difference. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.